Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of things there. Thousands of things you can read, you can listen to, you can watch. That's right. We got videos up there. We're almost as cool on the video thing as our good friend Marie Dubuque is with her YouTube channel. But we aspire to Marie's level of excellence on the videos, but check out all the other things there. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage, and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. Marie Dubuque is our guest. She's one of our top etiquette experts in the Brain Trust. She is the author of a number of books. She's a life coach. She's a talk show host. And we're talking about etiquette online. But, Marie, I got to ask you a question first. I've been doing this a long time. I've been around on planet Earth a long time. I've never met a male etiquette expert. All the etiquette experts I've met are women. Now, is this a gender thing, or is it just that women like to be, they like to you know, be able to sit on people's shoulders and be their conscience? You know, what's the deal?
We know we're better. All right, we're better at manners, and we know it. But no, there is a really successful etiquette expert. He writes for the New York Times. He's kind of a funny etiquette expert.
Yeah.
It's called Social Cues.
Yeah.
He's on the Today Show and everything, and I just want to smack him upside the head. I want to be there. He doesn't deserve to be there. He's no good. No,
okay,
right.
So so he's like the outlier, though. There's just one. So see, we have to throw him out because there's only one we can come up with. You got to come up with two, otherwise it doesn't work. But I mean, seriously. Do you think it's because women are a little more obsessed about these things than guys are, that guys, you know, maybe we, you know, we only like etiquette when we're around ladies, right? When we're around each other, there's no etiquette.
Right, beer guzzling, yeah.
Hockey loving, exactly, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he men, right.
Scratching and all that stuff, so.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Is that what the deal is?
I mean,
and see, don't you think ladies would really like to do all that, but they put so much pressure on each other that they don't? Isn't that why women like to hang out? Isn't that why women like to hang out with men? Tell the truth, Marie.
No. Okay. We like to be civil. We really do. And that's why we do what we do. Emily Post, Miss Manners. Emily Post is different.
Her bun was wound just a little too tight, if you ask me.
Emily Post or Miss Manners? Uh-huh. Miss Manners is still going strong.
I mean, Emily 70. Post. Remember the little bun hairdo she wore?
Oh, yeah.
She was wound, wasn't her bun wound just a little too tight?
A little too tight, yeah. She was society. That was the one that was society. See, I don't talk about knives and forks. She was really knives and forks.
I know. So what are the things that we need to know about etiquette in the workplace?
Well, I mean, there's this whole thing with LinkedIn, and I feel like, do you feel like that everybody needs to have a presence on LinkedIn in the business world?
I think in the business, if you're in business, I think you should have a LinkedIn you should have a LinkedIn page. I do.
Okay, and then there's those references, and they call them recommendations on LinkedIn.
Recommendations, yeah.
Right. They're really references. And I just think that people go overboard sometimes with those, and I think that you need to have, like, three strong ones.
I agree, and I'll tell you something. I have a little bit of a problem in most cases. I could see where there'd be exceptions, but in most cases I have a problem with people saying, will you recommend me? I think that's I don't think that's good etiquette to say to send somebody a note, you know, that you don't really know all that well, and say, "Will you recommend me?" Have you had that to happen before?
Yeah, and then you're like, "Oh my gosh, what do I say?" Because if I don't know this person well, and then you write a reference for somebody else, and then they see that you've written a reference for this other person, and they're going to think your references don't mean anything.
I don't do that, the other thing is, what's the etiquette if somebody writes a reference, a recommendation for you? Is it proper etiquette to go and write one for them?
Right. And then, you know, it looks like, well, do these mean anything? And I said, when you write a recommendation, say something.
But you can read these and tell whether they're heartfelt or whether they're pro forma.
That's what I think, too. Yeah.
If you read them, you'll see that some are pro forma and some meaning that you could use them with anybody. And some of them are specific where they talk about how the people worked with you.
Right.
Those kind of things. That's how. Do you think anybody reads the recommendations?
Well, I think if somebody knows the person that wrote the recommendation, and then they can go to that person, I think that's where it really works. But then you've got to make sure that that person really does know you, because as soon as the person contacts that person who wrote the recommendation, and then they realize, oh, you don't really know that person, do you? And then they're going to look at you like, oh, my gosh, you are not somebody we want to hire.
Well, here's something I would look for in a recommendation. If I didn't know someone well that I was wanting to hire or get to know or whatever, do business with, and I went and looked at the recommendation, I would be looking for things like reliable, this person is reliable, this person is honest, I've done business with this person for 20 years and I've always been able to count on her, or you see what I mean? I'd be looking for those kinds of things. That would be important to me. I would look for that. What do you think?
Right, specific.
About that. Yeah. So, okay, LinkedIn, folks. I do think if you're in business, a LinkedIn page is important. Marie, what's going on at your YouTube channel? Quickly.
Oh, sure. I've got lots of new videos. YouTube.com/Manners by Marie.
Manners by Marie. Will you come back another day, Marie?
Oh my gosh, it's so great talking to you, Jim. Thank you so much.
See you next time, Marie Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last
you. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.